You're listening to The Ancient Tradition, a Wonk Media production. Music provided by Joseph McDade. Here's your host, Dr. Jack Logan.
Welcome to The Ancient Tradition. I'm your host, Jack Logan. In this podcast, Audio Writ, you'll find recordings of the ancient and modern writings that are directly relevant to the ancient tradition, which refers to the first religious tradition given to human beings in the very beginning. On this platform, you can find an entire podcast dedicated to trying to reconstruct that first religious tradition from all of the evidence that we can find in the historical record. If you haven't given it a listen, I highly recommend you check it out. Just search for The Ancient Tradition or visit our website, theancienttradition.com. Today's audio recording comes from the book Reading the Epic of Gilgamesh, which contains Andrew George's definitive English translation. The exact date of the poem isn't known, but scholars date it to sometime between 2100 and 1200 BC, which would make it the earliest known literary composition of note and the second oldest religious text after the pyramid texts. Because the poem was inscribed on cuneiform tablets, several of which were damaged, you'll notice that some sections of the poem are missing. The Epic of Gilgamesh, Tablet 4. Every 3 days in the course of their journey, Gilgamesh and Enkidu pitch camp on a hillside and conduct a ritual to provoke a dream. Each time, Gilgamesh wakes from a nightmare, but Enkidu reassures him that his dream is favorable after all. After at least 5 such dreams, the heroes draw near to the forest of cedar. Shamash advises a speedy attack in order to catch unawares the ogre Humbaba, who guards the cedar cloaked in his 7 aras. As the heroes anxiously try to allay each other's fears, they arrive at the forest. At 20 leagues, they broke bread. At 30 leagues, they pitched camp. 50 leagues, they traveled in the course of a day. At the third day, a march of a month and a half, nearer they drew to Mount Lebanon. Facing the sun, they dug a well. They put fresh water in it. Gilgamesh climbed to the top of the mountain. To the hill, he poured out an offering of flour. O mountain, bring me a dream so I see a good sign. Enkidu made for Gilgamesh a house of the dream god. He fixed a door in its doorway to keep out the weather. In the circle he had drawn, he made him lie down, and falling flat like a net, lay himself in the doorway. Gilgamesh rested his chin on his knees. Sleep fell upon him that spills over people. In the middle of the night, he reached his sleep's end. He rose and spoke to his friend. My friend, did you not call me? Why have I wakened? Did you not touch me? Why am I startled? Did a god not pass by? Why is my flesh frozen numb? My friend, I have had the first dream. The dream that I had was an utter confusion. In a mountain valley, the mountain fell down on top of. Then we like. The one born in the wild knew how to give counsel. Enkidu spoke to his friend, gave his dream meaning. My friend, your dream is a good omen. The dream is precious and bodes us well. My friend, the mountain you saw could not be Humbaba. We shall capture Humbaba. Him we shall slay. We shall cast down his corpse on the field of battle. And next morning we shall see a good sign from the sun god. At 20 leagues they broke bread. At 30 leagues they pitched camp. 50 leagues they traveled in the course of a day. By the third day, a march of a month and a half, nearer they drew to Mount Lebanon. Facing the sun, they dug a well. They put fresh water in. Gilgamesh climbed to the top of the mountain. To the hill he poured out an offering of flour. O mountain, bring me a dream so I see a good sign. Enkidu made for Gilgamesh a house of the dream god. He fixed a door in its doorway to keep out the weather. In the circle he had drawn, he made him lie down, and falling flat like a net, lay himself in the doorway. Gilgamesh rested his chin on his knees. Sleep fell upon him that spills over people. In the middle of the night, he reached his sleep's end and rose and spoke to his friend. My friend, did you not call me? Why have I wakened? Did you not touch me? Why am I startled? Did a god not pass by? Why is my flesh frozen numb? My friend, I have had the second dream. My second dream surpasses the first. In my dream, my friend, a mountain. It threw me down. It held me by my feet. The brightness grew more intense. A a man appeared, the comeliest in the land, his beauty. From beneath the mountain he pulled me out, and he gave me water to drink, and my heart grew calm. On the ground he set my feet. Enkidu spoke to him, saying to Gilgamesh, "My friend, we shall. He is different altogether. Humbaba is not the mountain. He is different altogether. Come, cast aside your fear." At 20 leagues they broke bread. At 30 leagues they pitched camp. 50 leagues they traveled in the course of a day. By the third day, a march of a month and a half, nearer they drew to Mount Lebanon. Facing the sun, they dug a well. They put fresh water in. Gilgamesh climbed to the top of the mountain. To the hill he poured out an offering of flour. "Oh, mountain, bring me a dream so I see a good sign." Enkidu made for Gilgamesh a house of the dream god. He fixed a door in its doorway to keep out the weather. In the circle he had drawn, he made him lie down, and falling flat like a net, lay himself in the doorway. Gilgamesh rested his chin on his knees. Sleep fell upon him that spills over people. In the middle of the night, he reached his sleep's end. He rose and spoke to his friend. "My friend, did you not call me? Why have I wakened? Did you not touch me? Why am I startled? Did a god not pass by? Why is my flesh frozen numb? My friend, I have had the third dream. The dream that I had was an utter confusion. Heaven cried aloud while earth did rumble. The day grew still, darkness came forth. There was a flash of lightning, fire broke out. The flames flared up, death rained down, and the flashes of fire went out. Where it had fallen turned into cedars. You were born in the wild, can we take counsel?" Having heard the words of his friend, Enkidu gave the dream meaning, saying to Gilgamesh, "My friend, your dream is a good omen. Fine is its message. We draw, my friend, ever nearer the forest. The dreams are close, the battle soon. You will see the radiant auras of the god, of Humbaba, whom in your thoughts you fear so much. Locking horns like a bull, you will batter him and force his head down with your strength. The old man you saw is your powerful god, the one who begot you, divine Lugalabanda." At 20 leagues they broke bread, at 30 leagues they pitched camp. 50 leagues they traveled in the course of a day. By the third day of march of a month and a half, nearer they drew to Mount Lebanon. Facing the sun, they dug a well. They put fresh water in. Gilgamesh climbed to the top of the mountain. To the hill he poured out an offering of flour. "Oh, mountain, bring me a dream so I see a good sign." Enkidu made for Gilgamesh a house of the dream god. He fixed a door in its doorway to keep out the weather. In a circle he had drawn, he made him lie down, and falling flat like a net, lay himself in the doorway. Gilgamesh rested his chin on his knees. Sleep fell upon him like spills over people. In the middle of the night, he reached his sleep's end. He rose and spoke to his friend. "My friend, did you not call me? Why have I wakened? Did you not touch me? Why have I startled? Did a god not pass by? Why is my flesh frozen numb? My friend, I have had the fourth dream. My friend, I've had the fourth. It surpasses my other three dreams. I saw a thunderbird in the sky. Up it rose like a cloud, soaring above us. Its visage distorted. Its mouth was fire. Its breath was death. There was also a man. He was strange in form. He had stood there in my dream. He bound its wings and took hold of my arm. He cast it down before me, upon it. You saw a thunderbird in the sky. Up it rose like a cloud, soaring above us. Its visage distorted. Its mouth was fire. Its breath was death. You will fear its awesome splendor. I shall its foot and let you arise. The man you saw was mighty Shamash. My friend, favorable is your dream. Humbaba-like will be kindled upon him. We shall bring about his... We shall bind his wings. We shall. His. We shall stand upon him. And next morning we shall see a good sign from the sun god. At 20 leagues they broke bread. At 30 leagues they pitched camp. 50 leagues they traveled in the course of a day. Facing the sun they dug a well. They put fresh water in. Gilgamesh climbed to the top of the mountain. To the hill he poured out an offering of flour. "Oh, mountain, bring me a dream so I see a good sign." Enkidu made for Gilgamesh a house of the dream god. He fixed the door in its doorway to keep out the weather. In the circle he had drawn, he made him lie down, and falling flat like a net, lay himself in the doorway. Gilgamesh rested his chin on his knees. Sleep fell upon him that spills over people. In the middle of the night, he reached his sleep's end. He rose and spoke to his friend. "My friend, did you not call me? Why have I wakened? Did you not touch me? Why am I startled? Did a god not pass by? Why is my flesh frozen numb? My friend, I have had the fifth dream. My friend, I had a dream. How ominous it was. How desolate. How unclear. I had taken me hold of a bull from the wild as it clove the ground with its bellows. The clouds of dust it raised thrust deep in the sky. And I, in front of it, leaned myself forward, taking hold of and closed my arms. He extricated me by force, my check, my. He gave me water to drink from his water skin. The god, my friend, we are going against. He's not the wild bull. He's different altogether. The wild bull you saw was shining Shamash. He will grasp our hands in time of peril. The one who gave you water to drink from his skin was your god who respects you, divine Lugalabanda. We shall join forces and do something unique, a feat that never has been in the land. Why, my friend, do your tears flow? Oh, offshoot sprung from Uruk's mists, now stand and. Gilgamesh the king, offshoot sprung from Uruk's mists. Shamash heard what he had spoken. Straight away from the sky there cried out a voice. Hurry, stand against him. Humbaba must not enter his forest. He must not go down to the grove. He must not. He must not wrap himself in his seven cloaks. One he is wrapped in, six he has shed. They, like a fierce wild bull, horns locked. He bellowed once, a bellow full of terror. The guardian of the forests was bellowing. Humbaba was thundering like the god of storm. Enkidu opened his mouth to speak, saying to Gilgamesh, "Have come down, and my arms grow stiff." Gilgamesh opened his mouth to speak, saying to Enkidu, "Why, my friend, do we speak like weaklings? Was it not we crossed all the mountains? Did not, before us, before we withdraw, my friend experienced in combat, who, battle, you, and you fear not, like a dervish, and change. Let your shout resound like a kettle drum. Let the stiffness leave your arms, the tremor your knees. Take my hand, friend, and we shall go on together. Let your thoughts dwell on combat. Forget death and seek life. The careful man. Let him who goes first be on guard for himself and bring his comrade to safety. It is they made a name for days long in the future. At the distance, the two of them arrived. They ceased their talking and came to a halt." That concludes the Epic of Gilgamesh, Tablet 4. I hope you enjoyed this audio recording. The Epic of Gilgamesh, as one of the world's oldest religious texts, plays a very important role in our sister podcast, where we dive into comparative religion and share with you the amazing, even mind-boggling parallels between religious traditions. I highly recommend checking it out. Just search for the Ancient Tradition podcast. That wraps up this edition of Audio Writ. Remember, in the words of William Shakespeare, "Knowledge is the wing wherewith we fly to heaven." I'm Jack Logan.
You've been listening to The Ancient Tradition, a Wonk Media production.